The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Education and Family. More states are ditching exams as high school graduation requirements. When Massachusetts voters decided to ditch the state's standardized tests as a high school graduation requirement on Election Day, they joined a trend that has steadily chipped away at the use of high-stakes tests over the past two decades. The vote on the ballot question leaves only seven states with mandated graduation exams, a number that could soon shrink further. A backlash to standardized tests has been fueled by complaints that they take up too much classroom time and questions about how well they measure readiness for college or careers. It has gained steam in recent years with concerns about equity and learning setbacks during the COVID-19 pandemic. In Massachusetts, a teachers' union led the campaign against the graduation requirement, arguing it was keeping too many students from receiving a diploma and weighing too heavily on choices about school curriculum. The other side received backing from prominent business leaders including former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and state officials including Governor Maura Healey, a Democrat. "We shouldn't have different expectations for students depending on which zip code they live in," Healey said. "We should have a uniformity to our expectations and they should be high for our students and our families." The Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System, or MCAS, tests are given in mathematics, science and technology, and English. The ballot question didn't end the tests, which are also used for assessing student progress. But passing them will no longer be required for a diploma. About 1% of high school seniors in Massachusetts, about 700 students, are denied a diploma each year because they failed the MCAS despite meeting other requirements. Most are English language learners or students with disabilities. Harry Fetter, executive director of Fair Test, which opposes using tests as graduation requirements, said it makes sense to shift away from the tests he calls a cheap and easy way to conduct education. "What we want out of high school grads isn't measured very well by a standardized test," he said, including whether students are critical thinkers, problem solvers, or able to collaborate. Critics say easing the graduation requirement will result in lower standards. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.